Holy Spirit. Amen. You may be seated as our service now continues with our scripture readings.
The Old Testament reading is from Daniel, the 10th and the 12th chapters. And behold, a hand touched me and set me trembling on my hands and knees. And he said to me, O Daniel, man greatly loved, understand the words that I speak to you and stand upright, for now I have been sent to you. And when he had spoken this word to me, I stood up, trembling. Then he said to me, Fear not, Daniel, for from the first day that I set your heart to understand and humble yourself before God, your words have been heard, and I have come because of your words. The prince of the kingdom of Persia withstood me 21 days, but Michael, one of the chief princes, came to help me, for I was left there with the kings of Persia, and came to make you understand what is to happen to your people in the latter days, for the vision is for days yet to come. At that time shall arise Michael, the great prince who has charge of your people, and there shall be a time of trouble, such as never been since there was a nation till that time. But at that time your people shall be delivered, everyone whose name shall be found written in the book. And many of those who sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt. And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above, and those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. The epistle reading is from 2 Corinthians, the 5th chapter. Therefore, knowing the fear of the Lord, we persuade others, but we are is known to God, and I hope it is known also to your conscience. We are not commending ourselves to you again, but giving you cause to boast about us, so that you may be able to answer those who boast about outward appearance and not about what is in the heart. For if we are beside ourselves, it is for God, and if we are in our right mind, it is for you. For the love of Christ controls us, because we have concluded this, that one has died for all, therefore all have died. And he died for all, that those who live might no longer live for themselves, but for him who for their sake died and was raised. From now on, therefore, we regard no one according to the flesh. Even though we once regarded Christ according to the flesh, we regard him thus no longer. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Please stand for the reading of the gospel.
The Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 18th chapter. At that time, the disciples came to Jesus, saying, Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven? And calling to him a child, he put him in the midst of them and said, Truly I say to you, unless you turn and become like children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Whoever humbles himself like this child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Whoever receives one such child in my name receives me. But whoever causes one of these little ones who believe in me to sin, it would be better for him to have a great millstone fastened around his neck and to be drowned in the depths of the sea. Woe to the world for temptations to sin, for it is necessary that temptations come, but woe to the one by whom the temptation comes. And if your hand or your foot causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life crippled or lame than with two hands or two feet to be thrown into the eternal fire. And if your eye causes you to sin, tear it out and throw it away. It is better for you to enter life with one eye than with two eyes to be thrown into the hell of fire. See that you do not despise one of these little ones, for I tell you that in heaven their angels always see the face of my Father who is in heaven. For the Son of Man came to save the lost. Here ends the Gospel of the Lord. You may be seated as we continue with our sermon hymn. Thank you.
Today here, what can I do? What can I give? A broken heart, a heart of sacrifice, hands to serve, and a heart to love. God has given us His best. May we give to Him our best too. Amen. Well, this is a day the Lord has made, and we're thankful for it. Wouldn't you say that? Yeah, it's a great day to be here in worship. Just think. Consecration Sunday, an opportunity to commit our lives once again to the Lord under His blessing in service to Him through St. John's and to the kingdom of God. Well, it's an exciting time to be alive in the church. Church certainly filled with many challenges. We've all discussed that, I'm sure, among ourselves. Just, you know, the challenge that we face in our culture, you know, so opposed to the word and promises of God. And the life that God lays out to us and His commandments. We live in a very hostile climate, but yet God continues to nurture and bless His church. And to what end? To further the gospel of Jesus Christ. To further Jesus Christ and Him crucified, so that hearts out there yet to know Him will know Him and be saved too. These are exciting days. And our prayer this morning is that we can all look into our own hearts and lives and be recommitted once again and to understand once again by God's grace His design for our lives, God's design for living. And it's based upon the epistle reading today, these words from Paul, God's design for living. I don't want to just live for myself, but what? Live for Him who gave His life and saved me, namely Jesus. You know, last week, I had the opportunity at Redeemer to witness, along with my wife, we witnessed the African Children's Christian Choir. It's a group of young children who really tour not only the United States, but I understand now the whole world. And these are kids basically ages maybe 7 to 10 in that range, maybe a little older. 20 plus with tons of energy and tons of love for the Lord. They sang, they offered a wonderful Christian witness and song in their native tongue, but also in English. When they sang Amazing Grace, it was just, wow, I don't think there was a dry eye in the whole crowd. It was a very powerful and meaningful experience for me personally. I didn't know what to expect. You know, like that, you know, you come to church on Sunday morning, what do you expect? Pastor Chris, they expect you, of course, that's good. You know, and they expect God's word, right? They expect to hear and to see, but, you know, we bring a lot of baggage, don't we? We bring a lot of stuff when we come into church. I mean, we drag ourselves, in a sense, out of the world, but we're still in the world. But yet, we drag ourselves here by God's grace and the power of His Spirit. And then God readies our heart to hear what is most important and necessary. And there's not one portion of God's word that isn't necessary and important. Christ gave His life that we might no longer live for ourselves, but for Him. God's design for living. Three quick points this morning. His design for living is Christ-centered, it's God-directed, and finally, it's Spirit-filled. Christ's design for living, God-directed. Jesus is the only real reason we live. Paul says, in Him we live and move and have our very being. Boy, that says it all, doesn't it? In Christ we live. It's like every breath I take, every step I make, every word I say. My entire life is wrapped up in Jesus, even though I don't always remember that. I so often myself act like, you know, I'm a pilgrim out in this world. You know, I'm just kind of walking the lonely road, and I bump into people, and I have issues, and I have to deal with things in my life. Nothing is easy. Nothing is simple, you know. You know what drama is? That's a word, common word. I don't mean acting out like, I mean our life can be tied up in drama. What somebody says, what somebody does, what somebody thinks, how somebody acts. God's design for living for us is to recognize, first of all, we're not just walking this lonely path as a pilgrim, but what? God's design for us to know that He's directing our life. He's there. He's under us. He's around us. He's supporting us. He's encouraging us, even though we don't always remember. We don't always see His hand of blessing. But it's there. His hand is blessing us every step of the way in every way. His design for us is that we may grow in the fullness and the stature of Jesus. In other words, grow up in Christ. Extend yourself. Stretch out. Be bold and courageous. For God is with you. Bold and courageous in what you say, in what you do, and in how you give of yourself. For God's design for us is to really give of ourselves in all that we have and all that we are. We've been set up by God. Really. Time, talents, and treasures. Everyone has them. Not all the same, but all for the glory of God and the extension of His kingdom. Paul says in Philippians chapter 1, verse 21, to live is Christ, but to die is gain. Can you imagine if we, our compass in life, Spirit directed, would be, I'm just living for Jesus and I can't wait to go to heaven. But that's what our life's all about. When I listened to that choir last Sunday, so moved and inspired by it. And there was a gentleman sitting to the left of me. It was an African-American gentleman. I didn't know him. I hadn't seen him in church. I knew he wasn't a member. At least I didn't think so. And when they entered their number, when the kids entered their number, and boy, they were hopping and jumping and playing drums. I tell you what, it was a scene. I mean, If you didn't know how to move your body, you knew it when, you know, this happened. And these kids came tearing down the aisle and running out, and hallelujah, Jesus, you know. And I turned to this guy over here, and I was just about to say something to him. And he looked at me and he said, "It's all about Jesus, isn't it?" Before I could even speak, he was testifying to me about how God had moved his heart through these kids to say, yeah, it's a reminder, our life's all about Jesus. And it is. Whatever stuff we get caught up in, and there's plenty of it in this world, it's all about Jesus' victory for you and me. God's design for living is, it's God's direction in the sending of his Son in us living our lives for him. Secondly, it is Christ-centered. Our life really is centered in Jesus. We don't live for ourselves, but for him. Now that is a tremendous challenge. Personally, in my own life, well, you're a pastor, you should have that pretty much under control. Not necessarily. You're a DC, you have this under control, right? Absolutely. Chris has it under control, absolutely. We all have it under control. No, it's tough. We need to get away from ourselves, our own power, supposedly, our own vision, our own will. We need to get away from that and get under the hand of the man who stills the waters, Jesus. We need to get with him as his Spirit gets us with him. His design is not to live for ourselves. Think of how many times you use the word I. I need this. I'm going this place. I'm doing I. Whoa. When you really stop and think about it, we're pretty self-centered people. Sin does that to us, you know. Sin and Satan's temptations, they try to separate us from the God of love and a God who directs us in the path that he wants to go. We have all kinds of enemies. Thank God for our guardian angels. Thank God for those who've gone before us, who even have fought our spiritual battles, right? Yeah. St. Michael and All Angels Day. God cares for us. He does protect us. He does watch over us. I wasn't going to say this today, but now you know I'm changing my sermon. Is that okay? Yeah, changing my sermon. Why am I picking? I don't know why I'm. I preached a sermon last Sunday entitled "Take Care." Have you ever said that to somebody? Take care. And I always thought about that. Why am I saying take care? Well, don't get in trouble. You know, don't get hurt. Watch out, Bill. I see you over there. Watch out. Take care. There's one thing I neglected in that little gesture and that thought and that theme. Take care in Jesus. Take care in Jesus. Maybe the next time you say that to somebody, take care, add in Jesus. See what they say? Take care in Jesus. That means trust in him, depend upon him, walk with him, stand on him, live under his forgiveness. And under his care and his love and his peace. God's design for our living, it's Christ-centered. Jesus is at the center of it all. All that we have and all that we are belongs to God. That brings us in this whole concept, doesn't it, of being a manager and a steward. Don't you love that term? I'm a manager. When I was in the full-time ministry, I remember I had a lot of members in my congregation who worked at Caterpillar, managers. I said, "You love to be a manager." Well, not so much. A lot of headaches. Well, there's a lot of headaches in managing God's possessions. There sure is. You know, it's hard to let go and let God. You know, we got to take care of ourselves, but we forget what? Who is the great caretaker of us all? God Himself. He knows us better than we know ourselves. He knows what we're thinking before we think it. He's miles ahead of us, and yet He's present right here. Thank God He is. We don't live for ourselves, but for Him. Our time, our talents, our treasures, for His work. For God's work is the most important work of all, and we are His workmanship created in Christ Jesus, right? His work is most important for us all. His work is to hasten the coming of His kingdom. His work is to bring an eventual end to this fallen world, and what? New heaven, new earth, no tears, no sorrow, no stress, no fear anymore. Just as God intended it to be when He created us, our first parents, Adam and Eve. So God's design for living is, I mean, He directs our life and it's centered in Christ. And that's where we all need to be. And finally, that design cannot be complete without the power and the presence of God's Spirit, because it is Spirit-directed. In Bible class, I attended here just a few moments ago, we were talking about witnessing and being open to opportunities that God gives us to share Jesus with people. And you can try to use what? You can try to use what? All the reasoning, all the science, all the education. You can try to make it as understandable as you can. But yet what? It's not by might nor by power, but by My Spirit, says the Lord. In other words, no one can say Jesus is Lord but by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that a great... Wow! Do you believe in Jesus? Yes, 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 yes. Let's all say yes. Yes! How are you getting that out? How do you know you really believe in Jesus? God's Spirit has put that in your heart. If you ever have a time in your life where you're doubting whether or not you're a Christian, do you believe and trust in Jesus alone as your Savior? Do you depend upon Him for all that you have and all that you are? If you do, and you do, God's Spirit has prompted you in that. This isn't something you've created or generated or a good idea. It's heartfelt. It's soul. The Spirit of God has connected you to Christ. And that's why we need it. We need the Spirit of God each and every day. In Ephesians chapter 3, verse 19, Paul's prayer to the Ephesians is that you may be filled with the fullness of God. What's the fullness of God? That's the conviction and the presence of God's Spirit opening up to you the truth, the promises of God's Word. I'm with you always. I care for you like no one could care. In fact, cast all your cares on Me because I care for you. There's not a temptation that's going to come your way that I haven't already dealt with and conquered. And by the way, are you afraid to die? Have no fear. I've gone to prepare a place for you. And it's a room and it's got your name on it. Heaven is your home. Today we have an opportunity to come to the altar here and bring our commitments, our covenant that we're making with God today for His church, not only here at St. John's, but throughout the world. And we can't all say it on that little card. That card's not very big, is it? No, you can't say it all there. But that's kind of a summary of what you're going to do and say by God's grace and under His will. He promises to prosper the work of your hands with His hands. And may God bring that about in a great and powerful way. I got to say this, after the first service today, we had a couple visitors. I mean, I know you met them. Wow. I never saw anybody get so excited. You know, there's such a thing as kind of smothering somebody. This is exciting, you know. There's people to be reached out there. There's people to be brought to Christ. And God has positioned you for an opportunity to do that. So our prayer is that we can all be, all of us here today, can see God's design for our lives, know that it's God-directed, Christ-centered, and Spirit-led to follow Jesus. Because after all, our life, it's all about Jesus and what he's done for us. Amen. And all God's people said, amen.
At this time, let us stand as we confess our common faith in the words. Well, let us first confess our sins in a word of a prayer. Let us pray. Almighty God, Heavenly Father, we come before you this day, Lord, because we know that we are sinful and unclean, Lord. We have sinned in our thoughts and our words and our deeds, and we ask that you would forgive us of our sins for the sake of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Hear us now as we take a moment of silence to confess our sins to you, to pour out our hearts. Hear us, O Lord, for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen.
Amen.
Almighty God, in his mercy, has given his Son to die for you, and for his sake forgives you all of your sins. As a called and ordained servant of Christ, and by his authority, I therefore forgive you all of your sins in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Let us now confess our common faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, and spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. You may be seated as our service now continues with our gifts and our offerings. If you could find that book of friendship found on the side by the aisle and sign that and get to know the people around you, that would be great. Thank you. Thank you.
these unto your glory in our congregation, in our district, in our synod, and throughout the world. O God, our Creator and bountiful Provider, forgive us when we fail to see you as the owner of all we have. On this Stewardship Sunday and always, give us grateful and giving hearts and minds that seek to respond to your acts of love through the loving acts we do for those around us. And give us hearts that are ever grateful for the gifts you continue to pour out upon us and the desire to use them for the extension of your kingdom and the benefit of your people. Holy, 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 all of heaven sings on this St. Michael and All Angels Sunday. And holy, 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 your holy church on earth cries out with them. We thank you, Almighty God, that you have given your holy angels to serve us and watch over us according to your bidding. May we ever rejoice with them in serving you. Lord God, make our nation a righteous nation, and we citizens a law-abiding and upright people. Grant wisdom to those in authority, especially to our President and Congress, and prevent godless and wicked people from corrupting our land. Guide and protect the members of the military who are entrusted with peacekeeping throughout the world and within our borders as well. Kind Father, thank you for the successful knee surgery which Ellen Jennings had this past week. Please be with him as he recovers at home, and with Jean Schaefer, who was released from the hospital this past week. Hear our prayers this morning for those who are battling cancer: Karen Babb, Shalina Bolson, Tammy Glass, Kathy Green, Lisa Heilman, Deborah Jamison, Chris Miller, Billy Moore, Camilla Coy, Dick Rona, Deb Shea, and Cheryl Hooven. In a time of silence, we pray for others who are in special need of your care or healing. Hear us for Jesus' sake. Lord of life, be with Bonnie Beck, who is celebrating her birthday tomorrow. Continue to bless her as you keep her in your loving care in the years ahead. Lord of marriage, we rejoice with Len and Diane Lalonde, who celebrated their wedding anniversary yesterday. Bless Len and Diane as they remain faithful to you and to each other. Dear Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the blessings you shower upon all the families of our congregation. This morning we ask your special favor upon the Walker, the Watson, and the Waddle families, that you would give them an extra portion of your love and care. Heavenly Father, Lord God, bless all those who partake of the Lord's Supper, that we may receive your Son's body and blood, sincerely believing that all of our sins have been washed away through his death on the cross. Into your hands, O Lord, we commend all for whom we pray, trusting in your mercy through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Savior, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever.
We see and the peace of God.
bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord look upon you with favor and give you peace. Amen. Now